Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chants on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys basketball head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Get your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Dallas Cox and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Nextech and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 Basketball Locker Room Chats, joined by Dallas Cox, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans. Coach, since we talked last, actually had the win over Minneapolis, 56-50 there on Friday, a 47-27 lead to end the third, but they fought back, and you guys were able to escape by 6 points, and then a win over Remington in the first round of the Sterling Tournament, 52-45. Going back to that Minneapolis game, what were some of the things that maybe that they did that made it close there in the end, but you guys were able to come away with the win?
Well, we were in really, really good shape, and I just felt like the way the game was going, and as good as Minneapolis was, that we'd be able to take the air out of the ball a little bit, and run some clock on possessions and that kind of thing, and it kind of backfired a little bit. I just didn't think we took very good care of the ball, and then we didn't do a very good job at the free throw line. And if you make free throws, you kind of stay ahead of that a little bit. But I thought overall the girls played maybe one of their best games of the year, and I know defensively we probably played our best game of the year. And you're going to have to against Minneapolis. They've got so many weapons. They've got so many returning girls that if you don't do those things, you could be in real trouble. And so I was really proud of the girls. I was really happy for the way that they played.
So again, you won that one, then you pick up the win over Remington in the first round of the Sterling Tournament, 52-45. This is a tough tournament on the girls' side. I think there's four of the eight teams that are playing in it that are ranked in the top 10 in their respective classes by the KBCA. Remington's one of those teams. You pick up a nice win in the first round.
Yeah, it's just the same book, second or third verse from the last couple of years. Last year it was awfully good tournament too, loaded, and again this year it's really not much different. Maybe top to bottom, there might be a couple of weaker teams, but top four, five, six teams are all pretty good, and you're just going to have to play your A game regardless of who it is that you play. And even if you lose a game, the next team you play is good too, and so there's really no help losing a game and getting on the loser side of the bracket. You're going to have to play good teams all the way around, and I really like the way the girls played on Monday. Back-to-back good games against Minneapolis and Remington, too. I think we're in a really good place right now, but Hugoton's going to be awfully good. They won state last year in Class 4A Division 2 and have basically everybody back. So we're going to have our hands full and really going to have to play well to have a chance.
It's Dallas Cox, head coach of Beloit Lady Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for your time, and good luck against Hugoton here in this next round.
All right, thank you.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
We're Willow Spring Services in Beloit, and we do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our 6-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 with Ryan Eilert, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. Coach, your team, a couple games since we talked last and two wins. You went over Minneapolis on Friday, 63-51, getting 27 from Colson Reams, and he followed that up with a 22-point performance in the first game of the Sterling Tournament against Remington, winning 68-45. You led 31-9 in that one. So a couple nice wins for your team here the last couple games. What are your thoughts on the way the team's performed here so far here in these last two?
We've made progress the last two. I thought the Minneapolis game, they came out and shot the ball really well, and we were able to answer and knock down some threes, and it helps that Colson's playing at a high level right now. In both games, he played extremely well, and I thought the Minneapolis game, you know, the other guys stepped up and, you know, they made a little run in the first half and we were able to answer and get a 10-point lead by halftime and just kind of able to maintain that through the rest of the game and proud of the way we adjusted in that game to what they were wanting to do. And then Monday night against Remington, we just came out at the beginning of the game and offensively had a nice flow and scored the ball, you know, fairly easily in the first quarter and able to, they came out and had a few buckets early, but we adjusted a little bit and had a nice lead after the first quarter and able to maintain that and extend it the rest of the game. But both games, Colson's played well. He shot the ball well. Hunter's played nice inside. Our other guys have just been great at finding those two and also knocking down shots when they're open. And, you know, we've shot the three, it seems like, a lot better the last few games, and that's going to help our offensive flow when we're able to knock down threes. And so pleased with the way the last two games have gone.
The semifinals coming up for the Sterling Tournament on Thursday. Tomorrow night you'll take on Hugoton, the number one seed. As I look at it, it looks like they're 9-0 coming into this one, and definitely a quality team. I think you saw them last year. What are your thoughts on Hugoton here in the semis coming up on Thursday?
Well, they're good. They've got everybody back from a year ago that was a good game in the finals at Sterling. And they've got size inside, and they've got some length in the perimeter and able to knock down shots. And so they've got a nice inside-out combination, and it's one that we're going to have to really focus on boards and playing bigger than we are. And at the same time, we want to be able to get up and down some and try to, you know, get opportunities in the open floor.
Ryan Eiler, head coach of the Beloit Trojans here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for the time again, and best of luck against Hugoton coming up tomorrow night.
All right, thank you.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Simple facts. No one wants to be hot all summer or cold all winter. You are going to spend money on utilities. Don't lose control of those expenses. Get control. You can control those expenses even when you are not there. You can control them from anywhere. With a Bryant system customized to fit your needs, now you control the most potential for money savings in your home. What other products do you use in your home every day that can save enough of your hard-earned money to pay for itself and keep putting money in your pocket? Let Willow Spring Services help put money back in your home with the right Bryant for you. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Tracy Holloway and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined now by Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Two games, coach, since we talked last. He opened out the Northern Plains League tournament with a play-in game on Friday against Lakeside, falling 43-24. But you come back with your second win of the season against Tescott on their floor, 45-39 on Tuesday, or Monday, I should say. Let's kind of look back at that Friday game. What were some of the things that the Lakeside did that caused the most problems for you there in that one, a tough 43-24 loss?
Yeah, against that Lakeside team last Friday night to open that league tournament, we struck it. Again, we struggled, you know, from the floor, shooting, you know, 19%. And, we played defense good, mm-hmm. but a couple of starters, you know, sitting over on the bench in foul trouble, you know, before half. And, you know, when I need, you know, those five girls to start the game on the floor as far as responsible for scoring, you know, it's tough. The biggest thing, you know, looking back at that game is turnover-wise. You know, we go into halftime down 10 points, 13 turnovers at half. Well, 10 of those 13 turnovers are fundamental. I mean, unforced errors, you know, whether it was traveling call or double dribble. So, and, you know, and they capitalized off that, you know, scored 8 points off those 13 turnovers. So, you know, if we can eliminate that fundamentally, turn the ball over, looking back, you know, we go into the halftime down two or possibly tied with that team. But, you know, down to the physical, aggressive team, they know when to turn it up. And,
and when they're hot, they're on. So,
you know, nice win for you at Tescott, 45-39 on Monday. You bounce back with a win, and you'll have Chase coming up on Friday in this consolation part of the MPL tournament. What do you like about your team, the way you played against Tescott and going into this Chase game?
Well, it was a battle there against Tescott, you know, beating them earlier in the year, 19 points, you know. And I told these girls, you know, we can't overlook anything, you know, at this point in our season. And I felt that, you know, we walked on the floor a little too confident, and our rotations were slow. We weren't as aggressive on defense as we needed to be, you know, and gave up, you know, some outside shots to that King girl, you know, hit five trays out there that extended, you know, their lead at times. We go halfway through the third quarter, you know, down 9 points, but we fought back. I mean, aggressive on the boards, which helps, you know. I think we ended up with 41 total rebounds that, you know, that night. So, I mean, we capitalized off that, shot ourselves back in the game, and, you know, outscored them 14-8 in the fourth to put that game away for us.
Chase, what do you think about their team coming up here in this next game?
Well, like I said before, I mean, I stressed the girls last night again at practice. I said, you know, it this late in the year, you know, we just got to continue to work on the things that we need to improve at. We cannot overlook any team at this point. And, you know, I feel like we match up good and, you know, ought to come out of there with a good win Friday night. But it's just all about these girls, like I said. We got to have confidence when they're on the floor. They got to have a little confidence in themselves and take charge and put a good game of basketball together.
Tracy Holloway, head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs in the locker room. Chance, Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Chase on Friday night.
Thank you, Dusty.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Next Tech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Next Tech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Next Tech for details.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on Katie Kenter 94. We're joined now by Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. Coach, you've actually played three games since we talked last. You beat Lakeside 56-30 in the Northern Plains League play-in game, and then over Rock Hills 46-31. On Monday to get to the semis against St. John's Tipton on Tuesday. Just overall, your thoughts. I know that Rock Hills game was a nice game for your team after a little bit of a slow start, but you got back into the flow of things and were able to pick up that win and move to the semifinals.
Yeah, we did. Friday's game, I thought we played fairly well. We came out aggressive defensively, and that's probably going to have to be the key for us. We've got to pick it up on the defensive end. Got to play aggressive and get players some experience. And I felt like we did a pretty good job of that on Friday. Monday, Rock Hills, you know, come out. They played us pretty tough defensively there early. Of course, they always do. They play a half-court game, and it's usually, you know, they're in every game, it seems like. You have to take care of each possession, value each possession. And try to win it one at a time, you know, play good defense and win it defensively, and then go and try to get a basket at the other end. It's just how they play, and they're, you know, they're in every game. That's the nice part about playing that way. Yeah, I thought we responded fairly well after a slow start there, and played pretty well, I thought. Yesterday, of course, wasn't a very good game for us. We stood around too much, you know, and they played us a little different defensively than what we've seen, and we just didn't handle it very well. We just, you know, no movement on offense, and everybody just kind of standing around, and, you know, some of our better players didn't have very good games, and, you know, if your better players don't step up and have good games, then, you know, big games, you're going to struggle, and that's what happened. We just didn't play very well. So
you move on now with the loss to St. John's Tipton to the third place game against Pike Valley coming up on Friday. This looks like the first time you'll see Pike Valley this year. As we look back at the schedule, looking at the Panthers, what do you expect to see on Friday?
Well, you know, they got a lot of size, and we're going to have to do a really good job on the boards, limit them to one shot, and play good defense, and you know, just have better ball movement and better spacing and good player movement as well on offense, and hopefully we can do those two things, and hopefully we'll have, you know, at least be in the game with them.
Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the locker room chat. Coach, thank you for the time, and best of luck against Pike Valley on Friday.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We continue with our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Joe Burghardt. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement in Smith Center.
Welcome back to our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. We're talking Smith Center Lady Red basketball. We were unable to reach Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center girls basketball team. Lady Red are now 4-6 on the season after their loss to Stockton in the first round of the Mid-Continent League tournament on Monday, 56-44. As they were led by Sarah Mann with 23 points. Sierra Kuhn had 12. Also back on Friday, Smith Center losing to a very good TMP Marion team, 63-29. Sierra Kuhn led the way with 12 in that game. So two straight losses after they had even their record at 4-4 for the Lady Red. They'll move on to the consolation semifinals against the Plainville Cardinals coming up on Thursday. Those will be in Stockton, the consolation semis of the Mid-Continent League tournament. And then Smith Center will play on Saturday. Coming up in the final day of the Mid-Continent League tournament, they will play either Oakley or Norton for fifth or seventh place, depending on the result of that game against Stockton, or excuse me, against Plainville in Stockton, coming up on Thursday night in the Smith Center Lady Red in action in the Mid-Continent League tournament. We take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get together with Jill Burghardt, the head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team, right here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
When you go, you're gone. Gone hunting, gone camping, gone off the map. Because when you have a John Deere Gator, nothing is off limits. Go experience the trails at up to 60 miles per hour in the Gator RSX 860i. Its new power steering option makes maneuvering difficult terrain a breeze. So go ahead, get out there. Visit your John Deere dealer today. Go Gator. Visit your Landmark location today, now with 17 locations across Nebraska and northern Kansas to serve you.
Welcome back to our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Joe Burghardt, head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, since we last talked, you had a few games, actually. You played TMP twice since then. On Friday, you fell at their place 80-54 and then came back on Saturday with a play-in game feather bracket of the Mid-Continent League tournament, a 76-68 win over Oakley before falling in the first round of the tournament in the Mid-Continent League 2 TMP again at Hayes, 75-42. So you played Oakley-TMP, Oakley-TMP. Probably getting a little redundant, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. you know, played Oakley twice, and, you know, we were able to put a lot of pressure on the first game and rattle them, but then Saturday, they really come back and fought hard, and we didn't get quite as much pressure on them, and mm-hmm. And also playing, you know, back-to-back sure. days after playing TMP Friday night, I think, you know, I kind of ran a short bench, and I think the kids were a little bit tired. And it showed in the fourth quarter because Oakley had a really strong fourth quarter against us, but we were able to hang on for a win Saturday. And then TMP, they're tough. mm-hmm. You know, we kind of knew what to expect, and we just weren't able to stop it. They executed really well. They did a nice job against us. And, I thought we played fairly good the first half against them Friday, and we just weren't able to duplicate that second half. And then, yesterday, they were just too much for us.
You'll move on now to play Ellis coming up on Thursday in Stockton. They're in the consolation semifinals of the tournament. As you look at the Railroaders, looking down the schedule, this looks like the first time you'll play them this year. So what are your thoughts on Ellis, and what do you have to do to compete with them and pick up a win?
Well, you know, they've got Brenner, and he's pretty good scoring, pretty good rebounder, so we're going to have to definitely try to take him out of the game and make some other guys shoot the ball, which I know they're capable of, but I think to beat Ellis, you got to take Brenner out of the game and hope that you can contain the other guys.
Joe Burgart, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here, Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for the time this week, and best of luck as you finish out the Mid-Continent League tournament.
Thanks.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
If you're looking for a new or used tractor to enhance your operation, you'll find a wide selection at your local Landmark Implement. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Right now, on all used tractors, take advantage of special financing only offered for a limited time. Visit LandmarkTractors.com to see our complete inventory, or visit one of our 17 Landmark locations today and experience the Landmark difference.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Crist and Dalen Rathbun. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by S&S Auto Body and Biggie Big's Pizza and Pub in Lincoln, and by the Bank of Tesca.
Welcome back into the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're Steve Crist, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards girls basketball team, and three games, coach, since we last talked. Busy week with the Northern Plains League tournament. You won over Chase to get into the 8-team tournament, 62-33 there on Friday at home, and then came back with a tough loss to Thunder Ridge, 51-22 at the grade school on Monday before a 36-30 win over Natoma on Tuesday. So a flurry of activity here for your team. What are your thoughts on the way the girls have played here through the first three games of the tournament?
Well, I guess my first thought is kind of been up and down. I felt like we played really well a complete game against Chase. It's the second time that we'd played them this year, and we kind of knew what to expect, and I think we just went out and relaxed and played, and we shot the ball really well. We thought we played pretty good defense throughout the entire game, and I told the girls after that game that I thought it was the first real complete game that things just came easy. We got into a rhythm, and we didn't struggle a whole lot. Well, so we were hoping that would carry over to Monday with Thunder Ridge, and obviously you got a lot different team there. But, you know, they kind of overwhelmed us from the beginning with their press, and we didn't handle that very well. We got a little frustrated, and you know, they're a great team, and when you give a great team like that opportunities, they're going to take advantage of it. And so I wasn't real pleased with our, I guess, our mental performance maybe against Thunder Ridge. I think we let down a little bit mentally. I thought we played reasonably hard, just not smart all the time. And came back against Natoma then last night, and we had our struggles. We didn't play with a lot of confidence. We didn't shoot the ball real well again. But it's another one of those games, like we've had several of them this year, where we kind of found a way to win. We kind of grounded out and hit some free throws and hit some shots in the fourth quarter that we needed and got some stops. So, you know, I guess up and down is with that many games in that short a period of time, you're not real sure how they're going to come out, whether they're going to be tired mentally, physically, and all that. So overall, I'm pretty pleased with where we're at, I guess. So we got to kind of regroup here a little bit going into Friday.
On Friday, you'll come out in the fifth-place game against Lakeside. They're 7-4 coming in off of a win over Wilson, 43-37. They're on Tuesday night. Looking at Lakeside, what do you expect to see from them the first time you play them this year?
Well, obviously, they're a very good team. You know, they've been able to beat Thunder Ridge twice this year, a team that really handed it to us pretty good just on Monday night. And I know there's some other schools that we do have common opponents against, like Wilson, that we were, you know, I guess played them pretty evenly. So they're very athletic. You know, they've got good size and athletic size. So, you know, in a lot of games that we're in, we have a little bit of a height advantage with Grace Walford on the inside, and we won't really have that this time. In fact, they'll probably have a little height advantage against us. So, they're a team that obviously can put a lot of points up if you allow them to get going, and we're going to have to get back defensively and not let them get easy points, and just play good solid defense. So it's going to be a good challenge for us. Like I said, I think we can do better than what we're doing if we just relax and play a little bit, put together a full game, because it's going to take a complete game to get that win on Friday.
Steve Christ, head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck in that fifth-place game against Lakeside Friday night.
Okay, thank you very much for all the time you put in also.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Check out these great businesses in Lincoln, Kansas today.
S&S Auto Body, offering excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub, open Thursday through Saturday nights. Biggie Biggs is the place to go for delicious stone-baked pizza, Justin's famous cheese sticks, and ice-cold beer on tap.
Post Rock Motel, under new ownership. Stay the night at Post Rock Motel when you're making your way across the state on Highway 18 or cruising down Highway 14.
These great businesses and more, all in Lincoln.
And welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on Katie Kentzer 94. We're joined by Daylon Rathman, head coach of the Lincoln Leopard boys basketball team. Coach, you're moving on to the championship game in the Northern Plains League tournament. You have a couple games since we talked last, opening out with the first round game against Tescott, 46-38 win for your team there on Monday. And then he went on Tuesday, 47-45 over Pike Valley. Had to come back from a 13-point deficit at halftime. You're able to do that and outscored them 20-5 in the third quarter to go on to win that one. What are your impressions of these last two games as your team's headed to the Northern Plains League Tournament Championship?
They were tough. I knew Tescott was going to give a tough battle because it's pretty hard to beat them once and turn right around and play them again. And they battled us, and we had a good game and stuff, but I think in the end our defense showed up a little bit, and that helped us to get over the hump.
So getting the win over Pike Valley, first half it was a little bit dicey there. Yeah, the white kid went off and hit four threes and really got that lead going. What do you do defensively in the second half maybe to get things going back the right way?
I think we did playing the defense as we normally did. We were playing pretty good defense, and other than we let that guy go, and he just caught us off guard there. But on the other hand, we were playing pretty good defense from the standpoint of we could not get some shots to fall in the first half.
Yep.
And if we could have got several of our shots to fall, that would have been closer, and that would have been different. But we didn't give up. We kept right on going.
St. John's Tipton coming up next for your team in the championship game on Friday night. The Blue Jays are 10-0, and boy, they're really hot to start this tournament, dominating over Thunder Ridge and beating an Osborne team that they had beaten only by 9 a week before. They beat them by 40 on Tuesday. What are your thoughts on the Blue Jays, and what do you need to do to slow them down coming up on Friday?
Well, they have a good team, very good team. I think we have to concentrate and on playing good defense. We have to find a way to stop Duber. We have to, find a way to keep them from shooting because they all can shoot. It's kind of a coach's nightmare in a way because while we're trying to figure some things out, and hopefully, we can, do something that will upset their game plan and everything because they play tough defense. It'll be a good game for us. We can learn a lot from the game.
Daylon Rathman, head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here on our Locker Room Chats. Thanks for the time, Coach, and good luck there against St. John's Tipton on Friday night.
Well, thank you very much.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott and S&S Auto Body and Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln.
When an accident happens and you need a lift, don't waste time on who to call.
Call us at S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, your local tow and recovery specialist.
S&S offers excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Don't waste time. If you need help and it's vehicle related, give us a call.
That's S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, 524-4641 or 658-5371 for 24-hour service.
At the Bank of Teskett, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Teskett in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Teskett. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and John Bowden. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back to the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're now with Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, a couple games, actually three since we last talked, as you played playing game against Rock Hills on Friday in the Northern Plain League tournament, and then bounced up back with a first-round win over Lincoln in the first round, and then the semifinals, a 59-47 win over St. John's Tipton on Tuesday to make it to the championship game again here in the Northern Plains League tournament. Overall, what are your thoughts of these three games that you played in the tournament and the way the girls were playing getting to the championship game?
Well, you know, coming out with Rock Hills, first of all, the girls thought they were better than what they were because they weren't even planning on this play-in game. So it was good to get humbleized and come out against Rock Hills. I thought we were pretty aggressive. We just had some self-inflicted turnovers. Rock Hills had a couple nice players. Their post play was pretty good. You know, we was able to take care of business there, you know. And then I was kind of concerned with Lincoln. You know, after some of the events that have taken place. But, you know, we was able to take care of their take care of Harlow. She's a nice guard that they got, pretty quick. She kind of gave us some trouble on some penetration, but you know, they've been plagued with a couple injuries themselves, so to be able to get by with that game the way we did, it was good. It was really good to see our aggressive defense show up that night. It's probably one of the harder defensive games that we played, and then we was able to carry through again on Tuesday night against St. John's. And, you know, St. John's did a nice job executing there in the first quarter to get us out of our press. You know, they was kind of wearing us out a little bit, and we thought maybe we better just stick to our half-court defense just to make sure we was going to get things stopped because, you know, at that point, you know, they were hitting some nice shots, and I think it was a fun game to watch, you know, if you were in the stands. You know, buckets going back and forth, you know, some nice outside shots, some good looks inside, and you know, it had to be a good game to watch, and you probably enjoyed calling it.
Definitely. So you pick up the win, you'll move on now with Southern Cloud coming up on Friday night, the Northern Plains League Tournament Championship. They're 8-2. You know, they've had some quality wins this year. What are your thoughts on Southern Cloud on Friday?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of a scary team, you know, when you're playing somebody young like that. They don't know any different, so they're just going to go out and play hard, and this is what we got, you know. And you know, it's good. It's good for the league and to have a team like this, and it's going to keep you honest. So, real scrappy. Like I said, they're very young. Like I said, we're going to have to take care of the ball with them, and if we do that and pressure them pretty hard, I think we're going to come out on top. But, you know, it's going to be a dogfight, so we're going to definitely have to show up.
Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck in the league championship on Friday night.
Hey, appreciate it, Dusty.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
Back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94, we're joined by John Bowden, head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team.
Three games since we talked last. You had the Northern Plains League play-in game. You went over Chase 55-53 in overtime on Friday, and then come back with St. John's Tipton on Monday in the first round, a 66-21 loss. Hard-fought 64-56 loss to Rock Hills there in the semis, consolation semis on Tuesday. Coach, these last three games have been some battles for your team. What are your impressions of the way the kids are playing?
Well, the Chase game is a real big game. Kids wanted to get into the tournament and played awfully well, and Chase had a couple of big scores that we kind of contained and made them score less than their average. And our kids have been really fighting hard, playing well, great effort, and really have, despite the last couple losses to St. John's and Rock Hills, starting to buy into our system and playing some decent defense and really putting the ball in the hole, with the exception of the offensive effort against St. John's. They're just so good defensively, they shut us down. But both Chase and Rock Hills scored in the 50s and had a chance to win both games, and got one with Chase and didn't with Rock Hills.
So again, 1-2 in these last three games that you played, and you'll move on to play Tescott in the seventh place game of the Northern Plains League tournament. And you know, as I look at it, and I've seen both of you, you guys play this year, it looks like a pretty even matchup. What are the things you're going to have to do to pick up a win there against Tescott?
Well, they've got a couple of really good players in Brown and Perry that can light up the nets for 20 or 30, and we've got to refine our defense just a little bit. At times, we're giving some teams too many layups or too many open looks, and continue to try to put the two-footers or the bunnies in. We've struggled against the basket there, trying to put those short shots in, and need to execute a little bit better offensively. But should be a really good game against Tescott. We'll get them now and then in a couple weeks at home, but pretty evenly matched, and we battled to them pretty close last year in last year's tournament. So looking for high expectations to go out and get a win on Friday.
John Bowden, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, on the Locker Room Chat. So again, thanks for the time, and good luck against Tescott Friday night, Coach.
Yep, great coverage, guys. Good job, Dusty.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.